fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay. By the way, you can give us a call anytime. This show is very flexible. So the best time to call is the beginning of the show, naturally, because everybody tries to squeeze in on the back of the show. Number is 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay, I've been saying this over and over and over. Like a broken record, I know. Safety check. We need to get rid of it. Now, if our politicians had the brains, they would see they can cut their budget by getting rid of safety check. The money you pay for the safety check does not go to the administrative costs. Administrative costs from Kauai to the Big Island is $1.2 million a year. We're wasting money. Did you think that the $20, $25 that you pay goes to the state or the city? Come on. What about the mechanic doing the testing? Try to tell him to do it for free. Work for free. Right. No way, Jose. Well, anyway, I can just talk and talk and talk and people don't listen. The only time people listen is at the funeral. Yes. I've been getting so many calls. Yes, our business is shut down for a while, and I've been getting calls. And the reason they've been calling, they're not doing the right thing. They listen to the show. They don't use what I say to use. And now they have a problem. The car is stuck. Okay? That's what I mean by people don't listen. Until the funeral. The funeral is the burial of their car. It's sad. Did I ever recommend Costco gas? No. I never recommended that. Well, 3 days ago, a guy calls me up. He failed at Costco and his car stalled. So, he doesn't have money. That's why he bought cheap gas. But now the car is broken. And he wanted Costco to fix it. This is not the hepatitis A for the car now. There's no hepatitis disease for cars. It's only humans. But anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. The gas is still the Shell. Shell is not as good yet, not like it used to be. Why, I don't know, because I'm not a chemist. And all I can do is test the octane, and the octane is the best on Shell. But you, the people of Hawaii, have no choice but to use the 92 premium because all of the rest is below minimum. The 92 premium is between 86 and 87. And you can't run a lawnmower on any anything less than 87. And that's why the small engine clinics and mechanics are screaming that the ethanol's jamming up the engines. It's not the ethanol, folks. It's the low octane. Read your manual. It says that. Do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Just talking to the light pole. Nobody's listening. Anyway, parking meters. They're going to put new parking meters in. What is wrong with the old one? Again, spending money. Why? Because it's not their money. Okay? Why don't they think of cutting taxes to the seniors? Help the seniors. Do something positive. Changing the parking meters? Come on. Wow. That blew me away. That just blew me away. I don't know. Whatever. Nobody says anything, though. Okay? Do you know that the island of Kauai, their gas has water? Lots of water. If you know anybody on Kauai, have them check it. Their gasoline has water. Anyway. On Oahu, we're lucky we don't have it. All the rest of the islands, no, just Kauai. And Kauai has the highest gas price. The highest. Okay? The other thing that the other day that Dottie Dean called about, he's complaining that his Toyota Sienna van has a console between the two seats in the front. And he said that's he doesn't like that because he cannot run a ladder all the way to the front. So I'm thinking, Dean, if you wanted a cargo van, you should have bought a cargo van. A passenger van is not made to carry ladders and tiles and hollow tiles and all that. It's made to carry passengers. People gotta wake up, folks. People gotta wake up. There was another guy that I saw come out of Home Depot. Okay? He had a screen door strapped to the side of his car. It goes from the front to the back. Strap. I saw that. I said, oh my goodness. What is this guy thinking about? Anyway, he goes along. Before he gets out of the parking lot, the screen door falls down. So he now it's damaged. Okay? But he gets out. He's upset. So he puts it on the roof of his car. It goes over the front windshield and the back. How he's able to see, I don't know. But he goes driving off like that. You would think the police department would pull him over and tag him for that. No. He went on past the policeman that's going down the road. Let me tell you what's dangerous about carrying articles in a passenger van or in a Saline Mustang. In an accident, whether front or rear, the objects you carry will become a projectile and decapitate you or break your skull open, depending on what you got. It is not for safety. A lot of states on the mainland, the police will pull them over and tag them. But Hawaii's police? I don't know. I don't know. It's maybe the chief. The chief doesn't do anything. So for your safety, please use the car and the passenger van like it was intended to be, for passengers. Celine Steve, are you listening? He's the very one. His trunk is filled up. His back seat got big boxes and everything. And he claims he's taking the water and this and that and all over the place. You know, get a truck or cargo van. That's what those vehicles was made for. Carrying cargo. Oh, boy, I tell you. I see so much of this. Well, there was this other guy with an AC Cobra. You know what an AC Cobra looked like? It's a very valuable car. The guy had a ladder sticking out the passenger seat. I couldn't believe it. A ladder in an AC Cobra? Oh, boy. Oh, excuse me. Next thing I'm going to see is a Ferrari going down the road with an icebox strapped to his roof. I tell you, what's next? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, whether you got an announcement to make, whatever. We're flexible. Not like the other stations. They're strictly by the book, if you know what I mean. The guy can be talking about traffic lights and you call in about the potholes and he'll say, no, I'm talking about potholes. Okay? So anyway. Accidents. There was an accident on Kauai just recently where a young lady died. She lost control of her vehicle, crashed the car into a telephone pole, and died. The easiest thing for the police department to do is say, ah, she was drunk. She had alcohol on her breath and drugs or whatever. They always find the easiest way out. Please, any police officers listening, please do the job and do it right. Don't look for the easiest excuse. What if that was your mom or your wife? Would you want them to accuse them of having alcohol on the breath? Let me tell you why. If a steering linkage or strut or axle shaft broke off, I don't care if it was Mario Andrade, he would not be able to control the vehicle. So, why blame alcohol? Check the vehicle. I'm telling you this from experience. There was one vehicle I checked a long time ago. They claimed the young boy was drunk. He rolled over on H2 freeway and died. I was so bent out of shape, I said, I gotta see this car. So I went in police department to look at it. And sure enough, the CV shaft, the front axle shaft, had broken loose and ripped out the steering and the brake line. Now you tell me how you're gonna drive a vehicle when that thing happens to you. You got no brakes and no steering. Tell me how. You know he's going to roll over. And the policeman said, oh, no, that broke when the car rolled over. I do a lot of accident cars. I see them. I do a lot of cases. I've never seen one that crashed head on, upside down, whatever, where the axle shaft break. No, the axle shaft does not break. Unless something was faulty with it. The steering doesn't break unless there was something faulty with it. Okay? So, I don't know. I wish they would do the job right. But anyway, I think it's break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great as usual, rolling. And today, I'm going to talk about driving etiquette.
What is that?
People don't want to hear this, but when two lanes are merging, the reason the traffic is backed up is because you're not doing every other car. Right? Three guys pull in, one person stops, that lane backs up. Okay, now this is the part that's really tricky, and a lot of people are going to say I'm wrong. If the car in front of you pulls in, you don't drive around the car and drive down the shoulder and pull in later. You just cause it, look, everybody's laughing because you know people do this all the time.
Every morning.
Yep, and I'm watching this lady, and
that's a ticket.
I did the merge and I waited, you know, my turn, got in line. I pull up on the shoulder, I'm like, I look over, this lady's driving next to me. She's looking at me, and she's eating peanuts. She's popping food into her mouth, just driving along. And I just let her in because what else can you do? So this is my question for today, because I want to know what people are thinking. What are you thinking about when you pull in? I think you just don't care, and you're going, I just got to get home or where I'm going, and I'll do what I got to do to get home. Or are you an evil person that thinks, I bet that's Rolling Bob, and I'm going to make him mad?
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I see this so much. And I'm telling you, folks, half of the problems with traffic is none of you people should be on the road driving.
That's right.
You don't know who you are, but I'm going to start pointing it out. I'm going to figure out a way I can tag your car. and put a sign on it that says, I cannot drive.
Bob,
stay away from me.
Bob, this one lady on the mainland got a water bottle and threw it at the car.
Yeah, I know. And then you have road rage.
That's road rage.
Worry about somebody jumping out and killing you over a change in lanes.
Yep.
So anyway, folks, do not pull around. Wait your turn. Every other car. It's a simple formula. You would be surprised how fast. Look, this is my point, and I know I'm going long. You ever notice that once the cars get into the single lane, it's fast?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can't stop like that. You got to slow down and merge and keep moving. Okay, see, I'm getting all worked up again. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Go get a smoothie.
Hello?
And cool down.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, oh boy, he always gets upset. So, anyway, who do we have now on the phone?
We have Dot 3 Dean.
Dot 3 Dean?
Yeah, Dot the judge. I guess today we want to talk about on the show about people who are not using their vehicles in a proper way.
I just got through talking about that. I just got through talking about that and about you. Yes, we just got through discussing you, that you're complaining about the console between your two seats in the front because you want to put a ladder in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're the perfect example of abuse of vehicle.
Subject. You know, earlier on the show, you mentioned about the man who bought the Costco gas and he's wondering why he's having, you know, runability problems. You know, recently, I tried to take a sample, you know, like people have been asking me to try to take samples of it. So I had a brand new 1 gallon container, right? So I just got a token amount, not even a gallon's worth of that Costco gas, just to test it, you know, the integrity of it all. Next day, I noticed my plastic gas container all shrunken.
Really?
I'm not a chemist, but I don't know why. Hey, I don't know what's causing that shrinking. The things would just sink in, the walls of the container. Just
you know, you're not the only one, you know.
Mm.
I had another customer that complained that they bought Costco gas in the 5 gallon container and it collapsed.
Yeah. I don't know what's in that gas, but like you were telling the listeners earlier, don't buy that gas because something is in it.
Well, they buy.
Cause the container.
They buy because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine if you had a restaurant, okay, and you sold porterhouse steak for $2?
Mm-hmm.
People would come in. They don't care what they buy, they're eating.
And they all get sick in the end.
Yeah, like that virus.
The hepatitis A
from the Philippines.
The frozen scallops.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the frozen scallop.
From polluted water.
Yep, from polluted water.
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you. We talked about it already.
Okay, right on. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, we have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Yeah, well, I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to make a comment about the driving out there. This what I saw on Wednesday, it basically takes the cake. I was walking to school, and, you know, you got the elementary, not walking to school, but walking to the bus stop. You got, you know, parents and their elementary kids going to school. And apparently this moped driver, I guess he must have had a hot date early in the morning. Because what he did was, instead of waiting in the traffic, he jumped up on the crosswalk with the parent and the kids walking and almost ran them over.
What?
So instead of waiting like cars do, right? Normal people would wait, and when it's their turn, they would make a right turn. Well, this guy couldn't wait. He jumped up on the sidewalk, and luckily I was at the bus stop. I seen it, and he almost ran a parent and her two children walking to school. Almost ran them over.
Holy moly.
That is a huge example of careless and selfish people on the road, whether it be an automobile or a motorcycle or a moped.
That's true. So
what I should have did was I should have took a video of it on my tablet and posted that on Twitter or Facebook or whatever other social media site they have.
Yeah.
That was extremely selfish because, you know, it could have been disastrous.
Oh yeah.
And luckily the mom had her was holding her kid's hand, because a lot of times the kids will kind of run off a couple of feet away from their parents.
That's so dangerous.
Yes, that was something else. And as I talked about previously, I still see people using their cell phones and driving. So. And the consequences for that should be a little more harsh. I've stated before, I think there should be a $1,000 fine if you get caught.
And, well, how about this?
And having a suspended license for 3 months.
How about leaving the license, but how about taking away the culprit, the phone?
And that's it.
He's not going to use it down the road.
Well, you know, George, I guess today's generation, they'd rather see the latest post on Facebook than concentrate on the road.
Yeah.
Okay, George, that's all I got. Thanks. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay. What was that question now, Christy?
Somebody wanted to know where you're going to be relocated to.
Well, Nita's Auto Repair is temporarily closed down because of, humbug from Bishop Estate. And we are looking to relocate. But in the meantime, whatever people that need emergency work, we're finding ways to do it for them. So all you have to do is call the number 847-5554 and it'll forward the call to myself and I can help them or help you in whatever you need. Okay? That's not a problem. And as far as buying ethanol, just give me a call and I'll meet you at the Dillingham Zippies or Vineyard Zippies parking lot and fill you up. They call that the rolling drug dealer. Okay? Because a lot of people that use this ethanol, they can't drive without it. And I don't blame them. Because think, folks. This is all so common sense. If you get an old 55 Chevy, okay, and you fill it with the gas we have today, the car will run like a real junk, real bad. It won't run because the car has no computer and it has to have the good gas. All of your cars have computers. You're abusing the car by putting in bad gas. Think. The car, if the classic car cannot run on it, what make you think your car can? Hello? You know? You mean to see old folks born before cannot eat the food today because it's not good, but the new kids born today, they can eat the bad food? No. I don't know. I keep saying and people don't do anything. It's sad. Okay? But you need to make noise. Don't go by the old saying, don't make noise, you're going to get in trouble. You got to make noise, like they say. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Okay? You know, no noise, no oil. So, you know, I stand on the corner sometimes just to entertain myself because I have time now and listen to the cars. It's sad. People driving on with their ears closed, not listening to the sound of the car. So sad. Good thing that wasn't a horse. The horse can be crying that his leg's sore and the owner will keep pushing him. Sad. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
I missed you. My last Philip. I thought I heard something a couple weeks ago. To get ethanol, you had to go to Makaha? Or was that a joke?
No, it's going to come to that.
Oh.
But I'm trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
By selling everybody ethanol, but you just got to give me a call. You cannot just drive in like before.
Yeah.
And I'll meet you some parking lot and fill you up like a drug dealer.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I know. And I feel sorry because once you try the ethanol, and you know.
Yeah, I've been using it about 2 years now, I guess.
You can't run it without it.
Well.
Once you try the good stuff,
yeah.
You cannot go to the junk stuff.
Like my old Stroh's beer, that was the good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is your number? I don't know. I'm not sure if I got it or...
348.
Wait. Let me...
3099.
3099.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that? Your residence or?
That's my cell phone.
Oh, cell phone. Okay. And just have to make an appointment as to where we both can meet there then.
Yeah. I usually meet people at the Dillingham Zippies parking lot.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's know where that is. That's right across the street from you, almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the Vineyard Zippies parking lot.
Okay, either one.
Yeah.
Because I go to Kuakini Hospital a lot of times.
Vineyard parking lot.
Oh, okay, that'd be okay. That,
yeah.
Don't have to worry about that Laliha Street repair work.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Claude. I just filled up the other side. That won't be... calling you too soon because, you know, I don't drive that much, but I'm still listening, so if there's any big change on that,
I'll make the announcement.
Radio, smoke signals or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, Josh, well, you take care. And,
you too.
Hope you work things out with the shop, though.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah. Okay, God bless you.
Okay, you too. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, I think it's break time.
Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life? And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Whatever the subject may be, they talk about everything, not just one thing. Okay? I think a lot of you have seen the news where EPA is putting a big fine on the Maui drag strip and the Hilo drag strip. Now, this brings up a big red flag, because I don't know if it's what's happening or what's going to happen, but this is the same thing that happened to Hawaii Raceway Park. Before the Raceway Park went into all the turmoil to shut down, the first thing that started was with the sewer lines. So EPA came in and fined Hawaii Raceway Park for the sewer. Okay? And now when I hear Maui's having the same problem and Hilo, who's next? The next one would be Kauai. And if they do that and shut down all the racetracks, there'll be no racetracks in the whole Hawaiian Islands. So, I don't know if any of you racers listening, you better wake up and do something. before it's too late. But knowing you people, you racers, you only wake up at the funeral. Sad. Real sad. That sewer line for Hawaii Raceway Park was a big excuse because I learned that the city and county workers had volunteered to run the line free out to the main line. But they didn't want it done because the whole object was to sell it and close the Raceway Park down. So it's sad how, you know, a lot of things are going away so that the young folks have nothing else to do. What do you expect them to do now? They're gonna go back to the old days, racing on the road, which is really extremely dangerous. If you haven't been to those street races, oh boy, I recommend checking it out. It's very dangerous, very dangerous. I know, I've been there, done that. So anyway, who do we have on the line now?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Oh, okay.
That's good. I gotta try get on the air. Lately, I've been coming home late, and I don't know. I've been trying to figure out how I can listen to you on the phone, and I don't know. I got all these kind of problems. I think I gotta call the station because I get all kinds of not so party, so I cannot get on, so I have to wait till I got in the house. But anyway, I got just caught the tail end, or just a little while ago, you're talking about why is the EPA trying to shut the track down Maui and Big Island?
The sewer line? Yeah, they have cesspools, and they want to shut it off.
Same like Hawaii Raceway Park then.
Yes, so because it kind of gave me the idea of, hey, this looks like the same MO how they closed down Hawaii Raceway Park.
Yeah, and you know, back then, I know the EPA did that, and Mike Olson was, you know, ran the show over there. He refused to pay the money. No.
The real truth to that, to Hawaii Raceway Park, was the city and county workers, those that raced, was going to do it for him for free.
Yeah, so why did he refuse that?
Because the whole thing was to sell it. I just mentioned that on the radio.
No, I didn't hear. I just turned it on.
Yeah, the whole thing was a big shibai to sell it.
And all the money went into his pocket?
No, not his.
Where the money went?
Yeah, I cannot say on the air.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you know, you were saying a little while, just when I turned on the radio, you said to all the racers, you got to do something, and that something is, you know.
They won't do anything, Bruce.
You got to vote for the people that's for automotive racing, and
they won't do it.
He is controlled by Obama.
They won't do it.
Well, if they won't do it, then I don't know.
Because, you know, Bruce, I ran for governor in 94.
Yeah, okay? And I
who better to do a racetrack than me?
Yeah.
Did Cayetano do it?
Nope. Not Waihee, not Cayetano, nobody.
That's right. Then none of them are racers, so why should they do it? But that's not the only thing I had for Hawaii. I had stuff that would make money.
Right.
Make money.
You proved it. You brought the Pro Gas Association, a junior dragster, and you saved the track when he was going to close down. So, yeah, you proved yourself.
Well, not according to the racers, so it's so sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
But I don't know. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said all three tracks, Kauai, Maui, and Big Island, is in the process of updating and putting concrete walls and other stuff. But now the EPA wants to maybe close them down?
It seems like it, because you look at, for instance, Maui, okay? Punene Racetrack is right next to Maui Sugar. There's a fence that divides them. Now, Maui Sugar is shutting down, or shut down. what kind of benefit would it be for them to acquire the Raceway Park too? Oh, big benefit that.
Right.
So you find a way to get them out. See?
Yeah.
So that's what's coming down. I mean, it's what they call the MO. The same, they're doing the same way that they did with Hawaii Raceway Park.
Yeah, and it's been about, what, 10 years already?
Yeah.
Closed off?
Well, it doesn't matter the year. It's the same style, okay?
No, but what I'm saying,
they blame the sewer line.
We need another new raceway. It's been too long already, but...
Not going to happen, Bruce.
Yeah.
Never. Never.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say today on Fox Sports 1 at 4 p.m., the finals for qualifying at Brainerd, Minnesota. Super fast times, I think, might have record-breaking. And tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, the finals live. So with that, okay, George, nice talking to you. Take care. I'll talk to you the next time.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, so just so that you picked up the speed, Hawaii needs something that will make money for the people instead of raising taxes. The rail had a few jobs, but the rail is only a small little pin drop. Okay, need something that will cover from Kauai to the Big Island. To help everybody, not just one spot. And the reason we have so much traffic here in Hawaii, in Honolulu rather, is because the people from other islands, the young folks, cannot find jobs there, so they move to Oahu. Okay? The thing is to balance it out. Move jobs out of islands so that the people don't have to move to Oahu to work. Or maybe Oahu people can move to the outer islands and work and then cut down jobs on traffic. But most of the traffic is on registered vehicles. Okay? So, there's a law on the law book, unregistered vehicles are impounded on the spot. On the spot. Did anybody ever see that done? No. Don't need to make new laws. Follow the laws. Follow the rules. Okay? And take a look around. How many people are using the cell phone and driving down the road? 8 out of 10. Okay? How many women are putting makeup on? Driving down the freeway. Okay? It's a lot. But anyway, we need to do something about the safety check. And we need to do something about the gasoline. The gasoline is getting really bad. Really bad. And it's damaging cars like crazy. So, anyway, thanks to Dean, you know, Dean goes and checks gas every week and lets us know. It's because he's very particular, he doesn't want his vehicle to break. Okay, so, anyway, you need to take better care of your car. A lot of people are not taking care of the cars. They just get in and drive it. You know, and then when it breaks, you wonder why. I try to tell you to use the Royal Purple HPS motor oil. Okay? It's the best motor oil. It lasts 15,000 miles or more. And to use the AMSOIL automatic transmission oil. That AMSOIL TransOil is guaranteed for 100,000 miles between servicing. So it's a big savings. OK? okay? Check your tire pressure. A lot of you, 9 out of 10 people, underinflated. And a lot of people are being told that they need wheel alignment. You can check if you need wheel alignment yourself, folks. It's very simple. Drive down a parking lot that's flat, okay? Drive down the parking lot, let go of the steering wheel, and see if your car drifts over left or right. If it does, yes, you probably need wheel alignment. Or maybe one tire is low on pressure. So you've got to make sure the tire pressure is all 44, all the way around. Drive down the road or the parking lot, and if you drive straight, you don't need wheel alignment. Tire companies are telling people you need wheel alignment because the outer edge of the tire is worn out. Outer edge of the tire wears out because of underinflation, folks. Underinflation, the tire thread concaves. When it concaves, the outer edge will wear out. Okay? It's very, very unsafe to run underinflated tires, especially if you're going down the freeway. It doesn't respond to you. Indy 500, NASCAR, NHRA, all run high tire pressure. More stability. Safer. Okay? Brake pads, brake jobs. People always call in for the cheapest brake job they can find. That blows me away all the time. The brake job is your life, folks. How can you cut your life? How can you do that? You know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But anyway, when you go to get brake job done, get a good brake job. Don't look for the cheapest brake job. And then when you get killed, then you want to sue. Wrong already. Brake fluid, use the DOT 3. DOT 3, we call him DOT 3 because he listened to the show and he did his brake flush and he used DOT 3. And he asked if that was DOT 4. That guy Dean is funny. So that's why he got the name, DOT3Dean. Okay? Now, you people on Kauai, I know you cannot reach me, but some of them can on the computer. Those who listen on the computer on Kauai or the people here that can hear it on the radio, let your friends on Kauai know to listen on the computer by going to my website. Okay? www.georgenita.com. Let them hear it so you can help them. Okay? You people in Kauai, it's sad. You have water in the gas. Okay? Go see Harvey Maeda. He'll show you. Harvey Maeda has ethanol. I don't think he'll sell it to you, though. He's been trying to push ethanol in Kauai for a long time, and only a few people has jumped on it, and they love it. But he also carries the Royal Purple. So go talk to Harvey. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? Okay, so anyway. Well, a lot of people are getting crazy driving on the road, yes. It's sad. Why? I don't know. I don't know why people are like that. Just be courteous, be happy. Cut out the road rage. No sense getting in trouble because of road rage. Okay? But anyway, get rid of safety check, folks. Get rid of it. Cut the costs. Try to wake your politicians up and tell them, save money, get rid of safety check, and cut seniors' property tax. Take care of the seniors. They took care of you when you were growing up. Now it's time to take care of them. All the seniors, okay? Get rid of property tax. Help them. A lot of them cannot afford it. End up moving from Hawaii. Sad. I hear it all the time. But yes, Nito's Auto Repair has temporarily closed down. Hopefully temporarily. And those that need service or help, just give us a call at the old shop number, 847-5554 or 348-3099. Either one. Okay? And yes, you can buy ethanol by calling. We still sell ethanol. Okay? So, now that the gas is really bad, yes, it's more so. More so, even more so. I did testing on my red pickup truck by changing it back to gasoline. Big mistake. Big mistake. I don't know how you people can run on the gasoline. It's so bad. I gotta change it back as soon as I have time. Change it back to 100% ethanol. Because, my truck is talking to me and grumbling about the gas. Yeah, she don't like it. So, I don't blame her. Anyway, if you have a question, you can always call me. No big deal. I'll try to help you. Okay? And before you buy a used car, have it checked out thoroughly and check the price. Okay? And, you know, when you're buying it from a used car lot, the used car lot is liable for all safety related items like steering, brakes, you know, windshield, shocks, all that safety stuff. They cannot put it down as is. Okay? That's the law. Anyway, I guess everybody got their questions answered already. Yeah? And I'm sorry, but we were forced to close down. So we're trying to find something to relocate and service you, the people, again. So if you have questions, I didn't want to call on the air, just call me, okay? So I'd like to thank all the people that called in and the people that spread the word about Hawaiian Automotive 101. Oh, there's one thing I needed to let you know. There's going to be a free EES seminar on the 28th of this month. That's a Sunday at the Kukui Plaza, okay? On the bottom floor at the Wellness Center. It's very interesting. I would highly recommend you to go. Even if nothing is wrong with you, go and learn how to live better. It's free. It's on the 28th of this month at the Kukui Plaza, bottom floor, Wellness Center. Kukui Plaza is on the corner of Nuuanu and Baritania. Okay? Go check it out. Okay. Drive carefully, take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.